Hello, I'm Chris Berrow with the BBC News. Violence has spread across the Mexican state of Sinaloa following the arrest of one of the leaders of an infamous criminal gang. Ovidio Guzman is the son of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, who's serving a life sentence in the US. Gang members have set fire to vehicles and attacked an airport. Our Americas editor, Leonardo Rocha, says the authorities are struggling to cope.
They're trying to play it down and say they will do their best to regain control of the situation. But what's starting to happen now is widespread looting, and that's because of the lawlessness. The airport is still closed. It will remain closed, not only in Culiacán, but in two other cities. More than 100 flights were cancelled. And it's very worrying, because when the night comes, what will the cartels do? And that's the main concern for people there who are remaining at home for the whole day.
The Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy has again failed to be elected Speaker of the US House of Representatives, losing his 10th ballot in 3 days. Mr. McCarthy has been unable to sway a hardline faction of his party, illustrating the outsized influence of about 20 right-wing Republicans. Gary O'Donoghue reports from Washington.
It hasn't taken this long to elect a speaker in more than 160 years, and that was before the American Civil War. Kevin McCarthy has made concessions to the rebels on issues such as committee assignments and which legislation gets considered. But he is still unable to get enough votes within his own party, and nor can anyone else. And while there's no speaker, the House can't do a thing. A chamber utterly paralysed and locked into a seemingly endless loop. Groundhog Day, as one wag put it.
Ukraine has dismissed President Putin's announcement of a 36-hour ceasefire to coincide with the Russian Orthodox Christmas. It's due to come into effect at midday on Friday. But President Zelensky said the truce was an attempt to stop Ukraine's military advances and allow Russian forces and equipment to move closer to Ukrainian positions.
Those who continued the terror against our country and sent all those people of yours to be slaughtered, rejecting our proposals to stop Russian aggression, definitely do not value life and, moreover, do not strive for peace. Now they want to use Christmas as a cover-up to stop the advance of our boys in Donbass, at least for a while, and to bring in equipment, ammunition and conscripts closer to our positions. What will that give? Just another increase in the number of losses.
US officials say Washington will send Ukraine nearly $3 billion worth of extra military aid. The package includes several dozen armoured troop carriers that move on tracks rather than wheels. German sources say Berlin will supply Kyiv with more vehicles and air defence systems. World news from the BBC. The government in Chad says security forces have foiled an attempt by a group of army officers to destabilise the country. A statement said 11 officers were involved. The government said security services had been arresting people linked to the plot since December the 8th. Interpol says a notorious people smuggler, known for his cruel and violent treatment of migrants, has been arrested in Sudan. The International Policing Agency said the Eritrean national headed a major criminal organisation behind the kidnapping, extortion and murder of East African migrants. Our Africa regional editor, Will Ross, reports.
This sounds like a rare breakthrough in the struggle to stop the cruel and unscrupulous traffickers who have caused the deaths of so many migrants. Kidane Zacharias Habtimariam from Eritrea was wanted by police in Ethiopia and the Netherlands. Interpol said he was the kingpin of a criminal gang behind the trafficking of thousands of victims. He was arrested after police in the United Arab Emirates focused on money laundering activities and found him in Sudan. The International Policing Agency said this was a significant blow to a major smuggling route towards Europe.
A new study says around half of the world's glaciers are likely to disappear by the end of the century because of climate change. It estimates that 49% will vanish even if global temperature rise is limited to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. One of the authors of the paper, published in the journal Science, says every degree increase will result in more loss, but limiting temperature increases would save other glaciers. Safety regulators in the United States have handed down one of their biggest fines to the home fitness firm Peloton. The company has agreed to pay $19 million for failing to report scores of accidents involving its Tread Plus treadmill. Users suffered cuts, broken bones and friction burns when they were dragged under the equipment. That's the latest BBC News.